hearing music.
Yep, that means that the time we have has wound down. You know, we were hoping that we could get the pledges fast enough that, and for a while we seemed to be on track to where we could have got the pledges on and had a regular show. But we need to go. I'm Peter Hughes.
I'm Dwight.
I'm Lee.
And
I'm Groovehouse.
He's Groovehouse with the Not Live Mic. Yep. And you've been listening to Technology Bites. We'll be back next week.
Adios.
Also conversing with me is Egberto Willis, host of Politics Done Right, Monday nights at 9 p.m. This is the Summer Sizzle Pledge Drive edition of Think Wing Radio, which means as much as we love hearing from you tonight, I'm afraid you can only call to give us money. I will, before I start going into other stuff, I will tell you, I'm going to give whoever's listening some fatherly advice. Okay, here's the fatherly advice. First of all, if you see what looks like chive cream cheese, remember it could be jalapeno cream cheese. So that's fatherly advice number one. You see, we have usually some leftover bagels here from the day crew, and the night crew gets whatever's left, which sometimes is no more than half of a bagel. Because, you know, we're
it's
high.
It's carbs anyway.
It's carbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you have to divide it even among, like, me and Egberto, that's a quarter of a bagel apiece.
That's probably better for both of you, actually. And Egberto's in really good shape. He knows this. He's not eating all those carbs.
Well, you know, I've been losing a little weight, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
I think it's because of Pledge Drive.
Good. Good for you.
Anyway, so, fatherly advice number one.
Yep.
Chive cream cheese and jalapeno cream cheese look very much alike. Fatherly advice number two, when you start to nibble on a pepper, go very slowly from the tip, because as you head toward the stem, it gets hotter.
Mike?
Yes?
You hurt my tongue by telling me that was not a jalapeno. And not only that, but a hot jalapeno.
Well, it was a pepper. I don't know that it was specifically a jalapeno. But it was a pepper. It was visibly a pepper. I said, hey, look, these aren't grape tomatoes. These are peppers. So you just weren't paying attention. Okay, the third rule, and this is really, really important, okay? The third rule is, if you're going to be going on the air soon, don't eat peppers. Because I've had to blow my nose 3 times in the last 15 minutes, and I'm not going to guarantee I won't need to again during this hour. So having now dispensed with the fatherly advice, I will remind whoever is out there listening that we have a goal. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kind of wrap the goal of last week into this week because I'm going to be really ambitious here. So we're looking for $300 this hour. $300. That is not a lot of money for the number of people that we have potentially listening to this show right now. So 300 mm-hmm. bucks. And
we can do that.
Yes, I'm sure we can. The phone number is 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. Now remember, if you want to donate 5 or 10 bucks, that's fine. If that's all you can afford, we still appreciate that a lot because that's all you can afford and that means a lot. If you can do $5 a month, that's $60 a year. That's a full membership. That's a voting membership. You can come to meetings. You can have a say on programming. You can vote for board members. $5 a month. So what mm-hmm. is that? That's at current prices, that's about 1.5 gallons of gasoline.
Yep.
Or it's one, what do they call it now? A Vente or a Trente or whatever they're calling
it. A Venti coffee.
A Venti coffee.
You see, I'm too cheap to go into Starbucks, so I only know this secondhand. My stepdaughter has to keep reminding me what it's called. I mean, I'm getting old now. You can tell how old I'm getting. Let me tell you, first of all, I don't know how to start a car anymore.
Mm.
I rented a car in Las Vegas, and, you know, now it's like you don't stick the key in the ignition like the old days. Now you have to have a key in the proximity of the ignition and press start
mm-hmm.
and then do something else. Now, when I was in Las Vegas, I couldn't figure out what that something else was. And I had a young person come over to the car and try to tell me, and they couldn't figure out what it was either, and they ended up giving me a different car. It turns out it's you have to step on the brake. So it's like when you're switching gears, but now you also need to do that just to start the car. I mean, these are all simple things, but you see, it just goes to show I'm getting old. I've heard about distracted driving from all of the different techno devices they have in the dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
You see, with me, it's you hit the volume button, turns it on. You rotate the volume button, raises or lowers the sound level. You hit a button or do the other knob to change the station. Now, I actually have to sit there and scratch my head as if I'm operating Windows and see, okay, is this the radio or is this Sirius or, yes, Sirius. I love that name. It's so kind of double entendre. I mean, it's crazy.
My.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I'm gonna try something a little different this week. I'm gonna talk about, because this is fundraising, and of course, whether or not you like my show, KPFT is the place that needs the money. KPFT, you don't yep. have to like everything on the station. You don't have to listen to everything on the station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Sci-Fi Channel. I'm a sci-fi person. But I don't watch everything on the Sci-Fi Channel, and I don't like everything on the Sci-Fi Channel. But in a manner of speaking, I still patronize the Sci-Fi Channel for the things that I like. And the same thing goes for CBS and NBC and TNT and mm-hmm. all the different channels. So, you know what? If you have one or two or three shows on KPFT that you like to listen to when you're shopping or driving to work or driving home, or maybe even when you're at home and you actually turn on the radio, which makes you, by the way, statistically unusual, then it would be great if you helped to support this station. 713-526-5738. Keep in mind that this station, even though the vast majority of people here are volunteers,
mm-hmm.
we work hard. I spend often several hours a week, sometimes more than that, just preparing what sounds like an off-the-cuff show. Egberto, I'm sure, does the same for his Politics Done Right show.
Mm-hmm.
And we drive from Kingwood.
And some of us drive
yeah.
from Kingwood. And back.
And back.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like you just kind of move here. So there are a lot of shows. I don't agree with everything. And as a matter of fact, I would probably consider, and Egberto and Ernesto may want to comment on this or not, I probably am, even though I consider myself a liberal, a progressive, in some ways I may even be a socialist, but I am probably one of the most conservative talk show hosts on this station.
I think that's about right, because I'm sure left.
Well, I mean, it's a fair assessment. Now, we haven't really explored my views because really this show isn't entirely about my views. It's a call-in show. About half the time or more, it's an open forum show. So we're really here to explore your views as listeners, as people in our community. And, you know, then I may agree with you. I may argue with you. I may test your views, even if I agree with you. And that's what makes the show interesting. So we haven't really explored my views. But I will tell you, in some ways, fiscally, even though there are folks out there who think that I'm a tax and spend liberal, actually I'm kind of fiscally conservative, sort of a Keynesian. I believe there are times to run a surplus, times to run a deficit. I'm actually very pro-military. I believe the best reason in the world to have a strong military is so you don't have to use it. That's my philosophy. So I think people like Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney, who think the best reason in the world to have a finely tuned, great military is to keep it exercised and make the most of it, I totally disagree with that philosophy. And yet I consider myself pro-military, pro-military budget, pro-military service people. So you see, these things get complicated. There's a lot of gray. Think Wing Radio, the reason for that show, the reason for that name, rather, I like the fact that I try not to be dogmatic. I don't believe I'm dogmatic. So Think Wing is sort of a little bit right wing, a little bit left wing. But also, if you take out the W, it's thinking. And that's the point. So Thinking Radio is one of the things that we try to do here. 713-526-5738. If you like Thinking Think Wing Radio or anything else on KPFT, we really need your help. 713-526-5738. Ernesto, I think you've been champing at the bit to say something.
Yes. you didn't rehearse any of this, and I was actually trying to return a phone call. So
we have in the studio now one of our great celebrities. We have Kiwi the KPFT Pledge Snake.
This is true. You do have Kiwi the Pledge Snake, who is still here.
I think we should have a caricature of him that we can add to our logos. Thank you so much, Kiwi the Pledge Snake.
Everybody loves
Slithers
animals.
Into
and
your
hey,
heart.
If you love animals, this is a good time to call. Hey, Vegan World Radio used to be in this slot, so hey, if you love animals, then Kiwi the Pledge Snake is here.
Although he's not vegan.
Yeah, not vegan.
Not vegan.
He's vegan in a snake type of way.
He's vegan about 6 days a week.
Yeah. So if you can make that call right now, we have somebody who is calling, inquiring about pledging. So hopefully you make that pledge of support right now. 713-526-5738. Normally this is a call-in show. If you can make a pledge this time, we have a $300 goal to reach between now and the end of the hour. I hope we can get there. I believe we can, but we can't do it without your pledge of support. So 713-526-5738. If you'd like to see Kiwi the Pledge Snake, you can visit the KPFT Twitter account. Dwight Silverman took a picture of him, and we retweeted it, I retweeted it. And
a handsome snake.
He is a lovely snake. He was just hanging out with Mike a little while ago, and
he was turning from a wristband into a belt, but it was really kind
that's of true. And if you'd like to drop by 419 Lovett Boulevard, we had people last Technology Bites Pledge Drive show who wanted to come by and take pictures with Kiwi while dropping off pledges. You're certainly welcome to do that. Although Kiwi's engagement here is going to be much shorter because now he's getting a little rowdy. So if you're interested in seeing him, by all means, now is the time to drop on by. 713-526-573. And however, you can make your pledge of support. Support independent media right now with your contribution. 713-526-5738.
You know, one of the things that I like to do on this show is just kind of bat around unusual ideas. They might be full of baloney, but I think that they're interesting. For example, I was watching some news about China because my wife and my mother-in-law are both Chinese. My mother-in-law doesn't speak a word of English, so we end up having some Chinese TV on. And, you know, I had sort of this interesting, weird, maybe epiphany that when you look at the lack of regulation in China, really, companies sometimes almost literally get away with murder. We're talking about we've had melamine and dairy products. You have substandard housing that collapses like a house of cards and earthquakes. So China, as a communist country, now think about the paradox here that I'm going to come to. As a communist country, supposedly used to be considered like the workers' paradise. You know, it's not hospitable for capitalists, but by golly, it's supposed to be hospitable for workers. And yet they have so little regulation in China that it occurred to me it's starting to look kind of libertarian. Now think about this. You've got a communist government that has about as much regulation there as libertarians would like to have here. Isn't that bizarre?
I am so glad that you actually said what you just said, because it's something that I've been preaching for a long time. People don't understand. Actually, let's take it a little bit further. No, China is a capitalist country.
A libertarian. It's a libertarian authoritarian capitalist country, which is one of those interesting paradoxes.
Well, I mean, what it shows is that capitalism can eat any form of structure or government. It makes no difference.
Well, you know, in this country, the mantra is that capitalism is the best form of economics. Now, wait a minute. You see, Egberto's shaking his head, but I'm going to finish my sentence. Capitalism is the best economic system in the world, but not unregulated capitalism, not rampant capitalism.
But then that's not capitalism. I mean, in other words, what is a great thing is, you're right, unregulated
incentive, personal incentive is a powerful, powerful thing, and that's the strength of capitalism.
100%. But I think we in America, we have to stop looking at capitalism as a religion and start looking at it as a tool. I believe in capitalism as a tool for certain things, just not for all the things that we're using it for.
Yeah, nothing is good for everything, and nothing is black and white. Everything is gray. You're listening to KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston, Pacifica Radio. We are doing our pledge drive. We've got a $300 goal here. We really need help. We've had, I think, one call, 713-526-5738. Weird, provocative thoughts is kind of what we do. So Chinese libertarians, there you go. That's just one of those unusual things. The fatherly advice about jalapenos, cream cheese, and going on the air. These are things you're not going to hear anywhere else. And that's in addition to all the local music that KPFT plays. That's in addition to the vegan programs, the Asian programs, the black community programs, Jesse's program. What is that one called?
Life Radio.
Life Radio. Jesse's a good guy. He helped me out in a jam a couple of weeks ago when it was 9:55 and I had no engineer. So, you know, this is a great place. Everybody pitches in. It's almost entirely volunteer. Everyone puts in a lot of work and a lot of hours, and they do it for love. They do it for love. I've been associated with KPFT personally now for about 2.5 years. I started in, like, December of 2011. And, you know, originally, and you see, you're hearing the pepper come up in my throat a little bit. Pardon me. Originally, when I came to KPFT, it was an opportunity to be on the air, and I let them hear some of what I had done on the AM station about a year earlier, and we had talked about some of the things I might like to do, and they gave me some opportunities to pitch in occasionally. I did some substitution stuff. I did some fundraising stuff. And as I worked with the station, I became not just an opportunist here, but a believer. I came to understand the function of this radio. Egberto, or maybe Ernesto, whoever can answer the question.
I can answer.
We have, I don't know, how many radio stations in Houston? 50, 80?
Ernesto can answer that one.
Ernesto, do you happen to know offhand approximately how many radio stations there are in Houston AM FM? I bet he's on the phone.
He's on the phone.
Okay, or he's, you know, playing with Kiwi, the KPFT pledge site.
Whichever. There are a lot of stations.
They're all important. There's a lot of stations. And you know what's kind of creepy is when you look at the ownership of those stations. Now, for the moment, I'm going to subtract the Christian stations, although they also sometimes have multiple stations that they own. Just the commercial stations. I can tell you that CBS AM by itself has about half a dozen stations. Just by itself. I would say that all of the radio stations together in Houston, minus the Christian stations, which are kind of a separate thing, but all the commercial stations in Houston, I would bet there aren't more than half a dozen companies that own all of them.
Clear Channel is one of the big
Clear
ones.
Clear Channel is one of the biggest ones, and there are a couple of others. The names escape me. During Tech Bytes, they had one of those little brain freezes, which is always so embarrassing on the air. But there are websites you can go to see who owns what stations in Houston. And when you look and see what the ownership is, you'll realize what concentrated ownership means. I was having this discussion with my wife the other day about, And actually, even recently with my sister, because we visited my mom in Florida, which is a conservative place, and really all you get to hear is conservative radio. And it's a very subtle indoctrination thing, you know, just sort of background noise. And it starts to affect what you think and what you believe. And it's a perfect example of concentrated media ownership. Back before Reagan, and I'm not just picking on Reagan, this is actually before Reagan, there were very strict media rules about how media ownership could be concentrated. For example, you could not own more than one newspaper in a market area. You could not, a network could not own more than five stations anywhere in the country. So they were entitled to own five television stations and five radio stations. That was it. Everything else had to be network. They had to have affiliates. You were not allowed to own more than one newspaper, one TV station, and one radio station in any given market. Now, when we're talking a market, we're not saying you can have one in Houston and one in Galveston. The Houston market, the city has, what is it now, 2 million people, 3 million people? I forget which. Three. It's up to three now. It's two when I came here. Galveston is part of the Houston market area. Conroe is part of the Houston market area. Okay, so the Houston market area actually has something like 5 million people, 7 million people. It's not just the city of Houston. And back before
I
Reagan,
calculated it at about 6.1 million.
6.1. And back before Reagan, CBS could only own one station in Houston. They could choose AM or FM, but only one. Clear Channel, one. All the other, I mean, I don't know, I can't remember offhand the other stations. There are several large companies that are, Tribune, the Tribune Channel, I think, has several stations here. That was illegal. The FCC regulations did not permit that before Reagan when we deregulated everything. Fox is what it is because they got a special exemption in order to start to stretch those ownership rules. It was actually, I believe, Murdoch that started it. I don't remember if he started it with newspapers having more than one in a city or if he started it with stations having more than one in a city. But Murdoch started this process of this consolidation by getting FCC exemptions. It was also during Reagan that the equal time provision was eliminated. So KPFT, to get kind of back to the heart of it, KPFT, there's only one company that owns KPFT, and that's basically you. It's a community-owned station. Right now, it used to be that 15% of our financing was coming from the Community for Public Broadcasting. Right now, that seems to be sort of either delayed or cut off. I'm not sure what the situation is, but right now we are not 85% community financed. We are 100% community financed. So when I tell you guys out there that we need your support, I'm not joking around. 100% we need your support. 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT. Now, this is fundraising time, and I'm trying to make this as entertaining as I can so you don't just go, oh, fundraising, I'm going to change that channel. I'm trying to be a little entertaining here. But at the end of the day, right now, this is what it's about. We need to know that what we're doing for you, you appreciate in a way that you don't have to show any other channel. Pretty much any other station in this town, you show your support by buying what they advertise. We don't advertise anything. We don't have corporate support. We don't have corporate bumpers at the beginning of a show like they do on the other public radio station, which, by the way, I like. I listen to it, too. But that's not what we do, and that's why we have almost 100 different show titles at KPFT. I mean, think about that. There are 7 days in a week. There are 24 hours in a day. Things like Amy Goodman, Democracy Now! Is aired twice a day. BBC News comes on a couple of times a day. And yet we have, between FM and our HD3 channel, we have close to 100 titles, some of which will air multiple times in the course of a week or the course of a day. What other channel in this town has over 100 titles, diversity of programming, whether it's for the Hispanic community or the Black community, or the Jewish community, or the Arab community, or the right-wing, well, at least the center-right community, the liberal community, the vegan community, the, as one of my neighbors said, the 90% vegetarian community, the local music lovers, the bluegrass people, the Irish Airs folks, the Laurapalooza people. How many? I mean, I can't even think of all the names. I can't even begin to think of all the names. I can't even begin to think of all the genres. Where else? Where else? Nowhere. That's the answer to that. Nowhere. 713-526-5738. That's the phone number we need you to call, please. If you're in a car and you're saying, well, you know, I'd kind of like to help out, but, you know, it's dark and I'm driving at 60 miles an hour and it would just be dangerous. I just can't do that now. Maybe I'll call later. All you have to do is say, Siri, call 713-526-5738 or whatever you've named your phone and give them your name. Whoever answers the phone, we got folks out there. Give them your name. Give them your contact information. Tell them how much you would like to pledge. A pledge is a promise. You don't have to, like, fork over the cash now, okay? You don't have to have the credit card number that you can read this instant. A pledge is a promise. We'll take your word for it. And when you're at your destination, you can call us. We'll contact you. We'll send you an email reminder. We'll send you a statement reminder and snail mail, whatever it is. You don't have to be stationary and warm and safe. You can just voice dial that phone and call 713-526-5738 and say, Siri, I'd like to donate to KPFT. And there you go. It's just that easy. Egberto, do you have anything like to add?
Absolutely. Actually, I have a lot to add.
Oh, and let me also plug one of the great shows that's on here is Politics Done Right with Egberto Willis on Mondays at 9 p.m.
Yes, give us a call. And remember, let me tell you what I really wanted to say, Mike, and that is Mike has a great show, folks, and we definitely want to keep this show on air. I mean, if you want to have good, entertaining, intelligent conversation, this is a show that you want. You know, I've been working here as Mike's engineer for what now, Mike? 6 months?
A few months.
Probably more than 6 months. And it's been fun because watching the way this man's mind works and the way he interacts.
Or doesn't?
No, how it works. And the way he interacts with the people who call in, it is great. And many of you who are calling in, you know that you get some good information from this man. You know, Mike Honig is out there researching information that you need. So I think, for those of you that call in, if at all possible, many of you call in. Sometimes our lines are completely filled up.
We've had up to 20 calls an hour.
Right. So what I'd like to ask many of you that we know that a lot of you listen and many of you call. Some of you callers, why not give Mike a cup of coffee?
A venti.
A venti every month. Give Mike a venti every month. That's only $3.34 per month for a $40 membership. Give him a venti and a scone. Or actually not a scone, but scone is a bit expensive. Give him a venti and a donut. That is $5 a month.
Hey, give me a gallon of gas a week just so I can get to and from the station.
Give the man a gallon of gas a week. Let me qualify that. You're not giving him anything. We're just making this a comparison as what you what
these
you
are analogies.
These are analogies. I wanted to qualify that because you may
because
have a listener.
I don't get a dime.
Why am
I do this
give Mike
for love.
Guess? Yes, he's doing it for love. So, folks, this is a great show. Let me tell you, I am here, and I'm in as much as I'm in here engineering. I'm enjoying the show. I'm enjoying listening to the show. I'm enjoying listening to you guys who are calling in. So I really want to ask you, please give us a call and make a donation. It can be as little as it needs to be, as much as you want it to be. But
I like
we really could use it. This station is in Houston, as Mike says, this station is all you've got.
We're unique.
Everything else is commercialized. Once you make a donation to this station, you are part owner of this station. Think about that. You actually can make decisions. You can vote. You can be a part of this society, if you will.
For $5 a month.
For $5 a month. Think about it. Give us a call, and you are an integral part of this radio station. Mm-hmm. You become a member of something that is for the community, something with folks that are out there making a difference, folks that are volunteering their time to give you fact-based information in the case of Mike's show. And, of course, there are a lot of other music shows. There are a lot of other entertaining shows. So there's a whole lot that you get for that small donation. So please consider calling 713-526-5738. Again, that number is 713-526-5738. It is worth every penny that you can possibly give.
Absolutely. 713-526-5738. Guys, are you doing a funeral here? What the hell? This is really quiet out here. So let's, folks, we need you to please pick up the phones, make that pledge of support. We have a very modest goal to reach between now and the end of the hour. I've got some fantastic phone volunteers who are giving up a little bit of their Wednesday evening right after Technology Bites because they care about KPFT. Talking with two gentlemen who care about KPFT and want to contribute something to the community. We're asking for you to step up to make that pledge of support. Mike, a moment ago, while you were asking for me, you were asking about number of stations and you were asking about the number of non-commercial outlets that were out there. I can tell you this, folks, that there are not many media outlets at all that are community oriented. You have it right here. I would encourage you,
thank you
for that call. I would encourage you to flip the dial up and down right now. We'll be waiting for you when you get back. Chances are you'll be back here quicker than you know it because you'll hear a few stations playing the same song at the same time, a bunch of stations in commercial, and basically a lot of garbage that's out there over the airwaves over and over playing the same stuff that comes off a playlist, run through a focus group that's fed to you after it's been regurgitated out of the corporate office in some city that you probably never even been to or even heard of. We're asking for you to please make that pledge of support because this program matters. KPFT matters. This is a great program, and I appreciate Mike's soapbox about trying to represent all the viewpoints and all this other stuff. I can tell you right now that speaking as a listener and speaking as I'm sure many of you feel like, middle of the road doesn't cut it. You have to take a stand somewhere along the way. The founding fathers of this country didn't indemnify, did not protect product placements in the Constitution. They did not protect your freedom to hear 12 minutes an hour of advertising in the Constitution on a radio station. They protected freedom of the press. They understood the power of media. We're asking you to remember that the power of media is something you should stand up for. I'm not asking for you to do a lot. I'm asking for you to pick up the phone and make a contribution because democracy matters to you, because dialogue matters to you, because freedom of the press makes something that matters to you. We're asking for you to make a contribution by dialing 713-526-5738. This is our last opportunity for this program to raise money to support this radio station. It's a great program. Mike, I love this guy. He's a great programmer. As program director, I have enough faith in both of these guys that I put them both on the air because I think they speak to something that matters to this community, this opportunity for conversation and dialogue that so many of you who tell me as program director, you want more of. Many of you, and I don't want to start going through my email off my phone and naming you all by name, but I get plenty of complaints from a bunch of folks who say, we want to hear more conversation. We want more community. We want more dialogue. Now you've got it. Now's your chance to appreciate it because freedom of the press, freedom of the media, that requires people like you to step up and not stand in the middle of the road, but to take a stand, to stand by something that matters to you. Not asking for a lot. I'm asking for you to do $5 a month. I'm asking you to do $10 a month. We have a really modest goal this hour, $300, and I believe we can do that. Somebody pledging for the Palestine Film Pack, very popular gift during this fundraising campaign, because what's happening in Gaza is really a shame. Well, no matter what side of that issue you stand on, what's happening right now is just something that has drawn so much ire around the world. You want the context. You want to hear all the sides of the issue because you hear TV, you hear radio, you see magazines, you see the newspaper, you read websites, and you hear all those perspectives, and you come to Pacifica during these crises because you want to get the whole story because that is what being an informed person is all about. We're asking for you to make that pledge of support because this information means something. This information is vital. What Mike does, what Alberto does, what all of our programmers do on this station, and they do it, out of the care of the community. They do it because they want to inform you, mean something, and I hope it means something to you. I've got one call on the line. That is a shame, because this is a great program. This is a great radio station. I know that you're listening. I know that you're out there. You appreciate what KPFD does, and we're asking for you to make a pledge of support. 713-526-5738. If you heard about a gift from another program, by all means, call us here at the Pledge Center. If you heard about the Palestine Film Pack, happy to provide that to you. Maybe you heard Gary Noel visiting with Dwayne Bradley a little bit earlier about Reboot Your Brain, the $99 book and DVD combination. Happy to give you that. If you heard of our friend George Kwan talking about integrated quantum meditation, really fantastic practice if you're trying to deal with stress, all of it, and who's not trying to deal with stress, meditation is a good way to help with it. In George Kwan's integrated quantum meditation, he's been talking about that on the airways. Happy to provide that gift to you. We've got lots of tickets available. We'll give you pretty much anything and everything. If you want a gift, call our volunteers here at the Pledge Center and ask about that gift, but please make that contribution, because KPFT does matter. I don't want you to take it for granted.
Thank you
for that call. I need to get at least two more calls in line, folks. Come on. This is a great program. Any gift you heard about, happy to give you the gift, but we just need every single phone line going. We don't want you to take KPFT for granted. As program director, Mike, you asked this question about non-commercial radio station. As program director, I can tell you stations disappear off the map every single day. And this is not me saying, oh, KPFT is going away. This is not me saying KPFT is vanishing. This is saying that independent media requires people to support it. We don't depend on advertisers. We don't depend on product placement. We don't depend on a bunch of trash that you see everywhere else to try to pay the bills here. We depend on listeners for 100% of our income. Not 90%, not 95%, not, oh, whatever station whose name I don't have to mention, who depends on it for about 50%, and they have corporations come in and sponsor everything else. We depend on you. This experiment in democracy requires that you take a stand. It requires that you do something, not just be a casual listener, although you can certainly do that, and you can do that for years and years and years and never make a contribution. But I think if you look in your heart and you think about what you believe in, the right thing to do is to support freedom of the media. 713-526-5738, 713-526-5738 is the number to call right now, because this is a fantastic program. Mike, you put your heart into the show. You try to highlight these really intriguing conversations, a constellation of different guests, a constellation of different subjects. And I know that there are a lot of listeners who respond to it, who appreciate it, who like that interesting dialogue that you do. And certainly, as you pointed out a little bit earlier, you may fall a little bit more on the moderate end or more the conservative end of a particular political spectrum. That's a great thing. KPFT is really about that opportunity to have that conversation. We don't have to agree with each other on everything. We have to be willing to have that conversation, because I can tell you, you're not going to get on CNN. You're not going to get it on Fox. You're not going to get it on MSNBC. You're not going to get it on the Newsmax channel or all this other junk that's out there on DirecTV and everywhere else. You're not going to get that actual conversation where you can agree to disagree and you can have a spirited conversation anywhere else, but you're going to have it here on KPFT. Please do not take it for granted, because it means something when you call. 713-526-5738. We have open phone lines right now. Open phone lines, that means I've got $300 to raise with these two gentlemen who give of themselves. They're volunteers. I want to disperse this crazy notion that sometimes gets out there, because you hear somebody, that's not a crazy notion, because you hear it everywhere else. I know that. You hear like the morning guys on these other radio stations who talk about their cell phones and who screwed who last night and whatever else. Those people are being paid to have these ridiculous conversations because they're trying to get you to hold on until you hold on to the next ad. The two gentlemen who are in the studio you hear every single Wednesday are volunteers. They drive in here because they care about KPFT, they care about you, they care about the dialogue, and they care about freedom of the media. And that's a great thing. They're passionate enough about the constitutional idea that there should be a place where democracy flourishes and freedom of the media. They're here because they care about it, and it means something to them. And I believe it means something to you. I want to believe it means something to you. And I want you to please pick up that phone, make that contribution, because whatever you listen to, if you love talk programs, if you love music programs, it's all educational. It all makes a difference. It all is a wonderful part of a quilt that makes a community radio. We've been on the air since 1970. In that time, we're the only radio station that has been bombed off the air. We survived hurricanes. We survived ups and downs and pretty much anything and everything anything you can imagine. We've done it through the generosity of people just like you, and I'm asking you to please make that contribution. Got to send a great big thank you out to Thomas, renewing a membership, helping us out, getting us about a third of the way toward that goal. And we need you, though, to make that pledge of support. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Can we get to this goal? It seems kind of crazy. I said we have a $300 goal. And you may say to yourself, I don't have $300. I'm not asking you to give us everything you've got. I'm asking for you to do what you believe is right for this idea that supports democracy. I'm asking for you, what's that worth to you? What does that mean to you? Can you put a price tag on conversation? Can you put a price tag on education? Not just for what this radio station may do for you, but your potential impact on the rest of the community when you make that contribution. Because chances are, unless you've been listening to this radio station from day one, someone else came along and gave a contribution, dime, nickel, quarter, dollar, $5 a month, $10 a month, to make this radio station run. They made this radio station available to you, and you're going to make this radio station available to someone else, to an artist, to a performer, to somebody who is speaking, to somebody who's involved with an organization, to someone to call, for someone to be empowered for the very first time and hear about an issue and go, wow, that affects me, and I never really thought about it that way. You'll make that possible, and that's a powerful, powerful, empowering thing when you make that call, because you're going to make that difference for somebody else. It can't be, but you don't want to wait for someone else to try to make this call, because chances are it's not going to be them. It's got to be you. You've got to stand up for something. I'm not asking for you to do a lot. I'm asking for you to do whatever it is you can do. Dollar a day, $5 a month, whatever pledge you can make, $300 goal, we can absolutely do this. But together we can do this. It doesn't have to be one person. If it is one person, hell, call right now. 713-526-5738.
I've got an
offer.
If
that's you, you'd be fantastic. We'd love you. We love you to death, and we'd be happy to shower you with a bunch of really cool gifts. But hey, if it's one person calling in $10 a month, one person calling in $20 a month, whoever it may be, it all makes a huge, 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 huge difference. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Got to send a huge thank you out to brand new member Danny, helping us out on the way to go, on the way to the goal. Says keep your fingers crossed for him winning the lottery. Hey, we got our fingers crossed for you, Danny. So, and hey, hopefully we all win that one. So 713-526-5738. But hey, guess what? If you're listening to the sound of our voices, in a lot of ways you won the lottery, because if you're not from Houston, if you've come to the city, you'll have discovered that there are cities in this country that have no community radio. It's basically the commercial stations, the religious stations, and that's pretty much it. Country stations, whatever else. There's a lot of communities like that. So you've won the lottery in a lot of ways. Please don't lose it. Please don't squander it. Please make your contribution. We're about two-thirds of the way there, gentlemen. Just about. But we need to get one more. Oh, there we go. One more person making that call. One more person standing up for democracy and for what's right in this city. Because, you know, there are a lot of people who talk about, well, we should be doing this and we should be doing that. There are all kinds of issues. People standing on one side of a thing or one side of another, disagreeing about this, that, and the other. And you can name all the issues down the line. We all see this everywhere. Radio, TV, wherever it is. But all of us can come together, liberal, conservative, moderate, whoever they are, and come to agree that there should be a space on the dial for education. There should be a space on the dial where it's not all about the almighty dollar. It's not about the focus group. It's not about the playlist. It's not about people from a marketing company across the country deciding they want to dictate what goes down in Houston.
Okay,
should be about – I'm on a roll here. It should be about education, and we're asking for you to please make that contribution, because your pledge of support right now for these gentlemen is such a good thing. It feels so good because they deserve it. They work their hearts out, and I believe that we can get there. That was just an inquiry call, so we're still got a long way to this goal. If you can help us out, please do. Please, please, please call 713-526-573. Off the soapbox, all yours.
Thank you. You've done a great job. I appreciate that.
I know. Thanks.
And modest. So modest. Okay.
Hey, I know what's up.
Yep. Okay. I have an offer. This is really a great offer. Anyone who's listened to this show for any length of time knows that I'm kind of a science fiction fan. I go to science fiction conventions periodically. I've talked about them. I've had people on the show talking about them. This weekend, on the north side near Greens Point Mall, at the Hilton North Houston, there is going to be the Houston Con. And we have pairs of tickets to go to the Houston Con. They are one-day passes. They can be used for either Friday or Sunday. I would strongly recommend Friday. Now, here's an interesting thing. If you go online to buy two passes for one day, for Friday, at the HoustonCon.com site, they're about $59.50 for a pair. For $60, you can get a pair of tickets that you can use for Friday or Sunday, and it's only 50 cents more than the online price, and you get a tax deduction. And it looks like it's going to be a really interesting convention. If you're into these sorts of things, there's going to be 24-hour gaming. And if you're into gaming, you know how hard it is to find people to game with. They're going to have some really interesting guests. And I don't know all of them, but they're going to have folks from Teen Wolf. Melissa Ponzio is one. They're going to have Kate Vernon from Battlestar Galactica. J.G. Hertzler from Star Trek Next Generation. He's played a lot of Klingons. Actually, one of my very favorites, and really, I'd never seen him before, Teen Wolf. Orny Adams. Orny Adams plays the coach on Teen Wolf. He's such a great character, and he makes it look so easy. And I have to tell you, when an actor makes it look that easy, it's hard. He's really good. They talk about breakout people like Tyler Posey and Tyler Heckner and a couple of the other performers, and they're all interesting and watchable, and they'll probably have good careers. But Orny Adams, the coach, he's going to be great. We have some people to thank.
Yeah, we need to thank Danny. Danny is actually a sustainer, and he called back to increase his membership.
Thank you so much, Danny.
That's how much he likes the show. So, I think we have 15 minutes left that we really need to get our folks to call in and really support your show. That's a great gift that you have there, Mike. So can you,
It's a steal.
It's a steal. So tell them what that steal is about and what they need to do to get that steal so that Ernesto can come back in and really get some stuff going.
You need to call 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. You can get these 2 1-day passes to Houston Con for essentially face value what you'd pay for them online, except you have the pleasure of knowing that all of that money, because they gave us these as comps. So that entire $60 is going to go to KPFT, and you're going to have a great time at this convention. It's a win-win. So, please, a pair of tickets, you and your guy friend, girlfriend, significant other, or, somebody you can invite that maybe you've been wanting to get together with for a while. Maybe you're a science fiction fan and you've got a friend or significant other who's never been to a science fiction convention. And this will be a lot of fun because there are celebrities there and artists, and there's going to be a dealer's room. It's going to be terrific. 713-526-5738. Just tell them you want a pair of tickets, the one-day passes to the Houston Con, $60. That also makes you a member of KPFT. You can attend meetings. You can have your say on programming. You can vote for board members. This is a great deal.
It is a great deal.
This is essentially a $120 value for $60.
What do you think about that, Ernesto?
I think it's awesome, and I would like to get a lot of folks on the line right now taking us up on that. I think that this is one of those wonderful things about community radio. You hear about books, you hear about websites, you hear about all these fantastic things that, you can sit there and listen to TV, and they're going to basically give you some stuff that sometimes is interesting. 9 times out of 10, it's just baby ducks walking on YouTube or something. So you get this chance to hear about something that's actually informative. That's a great thing, and we hope that you pick up the phone. We hope you make that contribution. We've only got about 15 minutes left. We had a $300 goal to raise between now and the end of the hour. We're only about halfway there. So please, if you can help us out, we got about $150 to raise, and I believe we can do it, but we can only do it when you call. 713-526-5738. Gentlemen, I want to make sure to mention that every single gift is on the table. If you heard about one of the gifts offered during this membership campaign, call us at the Pledge Center. We'll be happy to get you the Palestine Film Pack. Maybe you heard about Reboot Your Brain with Gary Null talking with Dwayne Bradley earlier. Maybe you heard about George Quandt or Mario Martinez being interviewed by Amy Goodman. Also, the new Oliver Stone documentary. We heard that earlier this morning with Amy Goodman. If you heard about any of the gifts we've been offering during this membership campaign, happy to give you a gift. We just want you to please go to your phone. This is our final opportunity during this campaign to support Thinkwing Radio. I believe that we can get to this very ambitious goal. I really believe we do, but we do need you to please not take KPFT for granted, to please not take community radio for granted. Please support it. Please celebrate it. Please make that contribution, because that call not only is going to be do something great for yourself, but you're going to help motivate somebody else. Once the energy starts going, you and you all hear it, when the phone calls start coming in, it sounds exciting and it sounds energized, and you can be that person that helps lead other people. So please go to that phone, make that call, 713-526-5738. Mike, you better give me the hook, because I'm going to keep going. 713-526-5738.
Okay. You've heard the man. 713-526-5738.
There we go.
Thank you so
much. That's what we need.
Remember, if you're driving in the car, just ask Siri to dial 713-526-5738, or whoever your voice-activated robot assistant is.
Yep.
And all you have to do is give us your name and your contact information and how much you would like to pledge. You don't have to hazard yourself by trying to pull out your wallet and read your credit card in the dark. All you have to do is make the pledge. The pledge is a promise. Mm-hmm. We'll take you at your word that you've made the promise, and then you can contact us. We'll contact you by email, snail mail, phone, whatever, however we agree to do it with you at the time. And then you've done your bit. You've got your tickets to the Houston Con. You've helped to support KPFT. You've helped to support this unique piece of media property.
Hell yeah.
Not only in Houston, but consider how few cities in the United States. You know, big cities kind of take community radio for granted. Almost every big city has at least one station that's either Pacifica or PBS or some affiliate. But it's not universal. So be grateful for small blessings. Be grateful for the almost 100 unique show titles on this one little station, the little station that could, if you want to use a metaphor.
713-526-5738.
Yeah.
713-526-5738.
Got about 8 minutes. You can also go online if that's more convenient for you. You can go to kpft.org. I think that during pledge drives, that's the first screen you'll see, and of course you can skip that, but we would encourage you not to.
Call.
Call.
Much more fun.
Or click. Yeah, calling is much more fun.
You have to talk to Bob. Bob is awesome. You want to talk to Bob, and he's online too.
Bob looks all sad. He wants a call badly. So please, folks, 713-526-5738. It is actually pretty serious now. We only have 9 minutes left, and we need to keep Mike's show on air and funded. So please, please, folks, please call 713-526-5738.
Yeah.
This is a wonderful show. This is a show that, look, we sit down here at the studio and enjoy the show. So we know that you guys out there are enjoying the show as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm sorry, go ahead.
All about the listeners. I mean, you all do this program to provide a space for listeners to have a conversation, to share some ideas. I mean, and you've heard, if you listen to KPFT and you listen to this program, you've heard listeners from across the galaxy, literally and figuratively, of perspectives, of ideas, hearing topics that are of interest to you, I hope, and then maybe that you've learned a few things, maybe you've educated yourself, maybe it's inspired you to go check out a book in the library, maybe look up a website. That's what great radio is all about, and we hope that you remember now's the time to pay it forward. You want to be that person that helps contribute toward the greater project. You don't want to be that person that just kind of rides along in the backseat and just kind of hangs back and takes up all the space. You want to be that person that helps out. I think we all do. I mean, everybody knows that the right thing to do is to contribute to something that we're all a part of. So we're asking for you to help out. 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-KPFT. Please make those pledges of support. Nancy is visiting someone on line one, but Bob from the Phone Volunteer All-Stars is on line two. We're asking for you to make your pledge of support. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Yes, sir.
There are two. We need two, at least two calls.
We do need at least two
month,
calls.
Please. I mean, you're right there. Two calls, $5 a month.
Got to be you.
And we would make Mike's quota. So please call. Two
Help
calls,
us out.
$5 a month.
Two calls for two pairs of tickets to the Houston Con. That would be a great deal. Two calls for two pairs of tickets to the Houston Con. One pair per person, $60. Essentially, you're getting you can either look at it as a membership to KPFT and we're throwing in the tickets, or you can look at it as where you're buying the tickets to the con and we're tossing in the donation to KPFT. No matter how you look at it, it's a win-win. Some of the great people that are going to be there, Gary Graham, who has played Romulans but actually has done some other interesting work. You've got the actor who plays the Flash, the yep. actor who's played Green Lantern. You've got Richard Hatch, who has been around for many years.
Oh, yeah.
Again, has done some interesting work. He's going to be there, and he's going to be conducting a workshop. You're going to have the Power Rangers there, and of course, that's the reason I'm going to go.
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
All right, 713-526-5738, folks. We need those calls. We're 5 minutes away.
Folks,
5 minutes away. 713-526-5738. We're almost there. Please take
so
us over the line.
Close.
Please. We're so close. You can close this day out for us, please.
And you'll see
oh,
the
yeah.
smile.
Keep them coming. 713-526-5738. Every pledge makes a difference right now. 713-526-5738. Those contributions really do make a very, very big difference. Thomas gave us a buzz back, decided to up that pledge a tiny,
tiny bit.
Thomas. Please keep these calls coming.
I appreciate
that. 713-526-5738. But we're still a long way away from that goal. If you can be that person that helps motivate somebody else, that helps inspire someone else, your pledge is going to make a huge, huge difference. Please go to that phone, make that call. 713-526-5738. As Mike said, kpft.org if you want to pledge after the program, securely online. But remember, you're going to help out somebody else. You're going to be that person that helps boost us right over the top when you call. 713-526-5738. I've just run the big abacus. We are just $110 away from the goal. $110 away from the goal. That's less than $10 a month. If you can be that person that pledges at $10 a month, we've got some fantastic thank you gifts. We have the Al Jazeera documentary, Al Nakba, which Amy Goodman shared a little bit of earlier this week. We've got the Mario Martinez book. We've also got an interview that he recently did. We've got tickets. We've got all kinds of fantastic things. But somebody pledging just $110 will put us way over that goal. And I can tell you right now, you're going to lift the spirits out here. You're going to boost up everybody in the other room. It's going to feel so good. And you wanted to make that pledge anyway. You wanted to support KPFT. And I think you know that the right thing to do is to support KPFT. So please, 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 please make that call. If you can do that, if you can help out KPFT right now, if you can see it in your heart and in your pocketbook to do whatever you think is right for independent media, for the fact that freedom of the media even exists and it has been a right that people have fought and died for and something that you believe in, then now's the time to make that call because we've only got about 3 minutes left. We're running quickly out of time. It is really crunch time. And if you can just look in your heart and make that contribution, you're going to really make a difference right now. We're asking for you to stand up for something that means something to you, that makes a difference in your life. Media, music, art, culture, this world would be a much, much blander, drier, grayer place without it. So we're asking for you to please value it, please celebrate it, and please make that call. 713-526-5738.
KPFT is the thumb in the eye of Consolidated Media. If you want to stick your thumb in the eye of Consolidated Media, then maybe half, well, you know, stick your thumb in the eye, man. There are maybe half a dozen companies that own the vast majority of channels, radio channels in Houston. KPFT, independent, you support us. We need you. 713-526-5738. Stick it to the man.
Exactly 2 minutes, folks. Exactly 2 minutes. Let's bring those calls in.
Gotta
Let's
be you.
Get that one call for $10
call.
A month.
You make that difference. If you're in the lovely People's Republic of Montrose, you can drop by 419 Levitt Boulevard, drop that pledge right on the table. You can see our wonderful, wonderful building. You can even see our friend Kiwi the Pledge Snake. You can check out the entire place. It's not a big place, but hey, we make magic in this little tiny building. We're asking for you to make your pledge of support. 713-526-5738. You want to stay tuned for a fine, fine program coming up at 11 o'clock. DJ Chill, Damage Control coming up for the rest of the evening, bringing us into pure vibes, but please get these calls coming in. If you can help us out in these last seconds, you're going to be that person. Please make that call. Pretty please make that call. 713-526-5738.
And remember, it's got to be you. And now, by popular request, I will sign off with slower traffic, keep right. It's not just a good idea. It's in the handbook. It's the law.